It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today. I love it when I find companies that I think will do a really good job for you and save you money and provide great services. And I have a terrific one. My guest today is Terry Greenier. He's the owner of iCare Pharmacy, main company based in Fort Kent. And this pharmacy does amazing things. It's veteran-owned and operated, and they've provided services throughout Maine since 2007, so I've been around a long time. Terry, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I've known about iCare for a little while, and then, of course, I always do research, and I just get increasingly impressed by what you do. So I really want to share your services because you are a mail-order pharmacy.
Yes, we are.
And this is something that a lot of seniors probably aren't used to. Not that it's a brand new thing, but most people are used to going and visiting their pharmacist. But the mail-order thing is amazing. And so tell me about iCare, how you started that.
Well, actually, we're in Fort Fairfield.
Fort Fairfield. What did I say? Fort Kent? Yeah. Good grief. One of the Fort towns up in the county. I apologize.
Actually, I'm a county boy, born and bred up there. And I went into the military and kind of moved away for a while. Then eventually kind of started doing some businesses elsewhere and then said I wanted to come back home. So we just kind of randomly started talking about doing a mail order pharmacy. And at the time, the governor at that point was Governor Baldacci. And he was like, hey, we need your help to kind of help with the programs to provide these services to Maine Care and Medicare people. And so we've kind of taken that and ran with it. And it works amazingly well. We're able to provide a service to people right to their house. We're no different than any other pharmacy. The only difference would be that we mail to you, and you do not have to worry about during the snowstorms, transportation issues. It's your postal carrier, which everybody pretty much knows.
Yep.
Even if you feel like you don't trust, we can have you sign. So you, when it gets right to your house, yeah. So you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So we've been around now since 2007. We have a pretty large base. We cover everything from Fort Kent down to Kennebunkport area and everything east to west.
So how is it completely different? Where do you get your medications? The same place, I'm assuming, that a Hannaford or Walgreens. You all get your stock in the same area.
Yes, we all pretty much get from the same wholesalers. It is against the law for anybody to go buy prescription medications outside of the U.S. So I cannot go to some other country, even including Canada. It is against the law for me to do so. But yes, our wholesaler is the same wholesaler that you'll see providing to CVS or Walgreens.
I've known a lot of seniors in my life and have kind of a senior niche. These are my people. But my mother is suspicious of everything, as are some of her friends. Nope, we're not going to do that. You don't know where they came from. I need to. I'm going to go to my pharmacy because you're in the back room mixing it up.
Right.
So it's all from the same. It's illegal not to. So the pills that you would get at your local pharmacy down the street are the same ones that you would get. It just, as opposed to having to drive there,
right,
you're going to get them in the mail.
Right. And we actually provide a level of service that people aren't usually accustomed to. So like simple things that we find, especially as, you know, from the older generation, they remember those times when it was customer service was the priority. Really taking care of the individual so their experience was amazing and you felt like that's, you know, somebody who's kind of part of your experience. And so we have our staff that pretty much speak to the same individuals throughout the state every time. Not that somebody else can't help you, but they've created relationships. We've got people who make cards, send cards to one of our staff members. They'll send flowers, they'll send candies. So there's this relationship that you're not going to see at another pharmacy, at least the big guys.
There's a trust factor there that I think is very comforting with your people, because people change. You go to the pharmacy and there may be a new tech on, and or they can't find the card. You're waiting in a long line. It's so much easier just to open the mailbox.
Right. And I often pride the fact that we are up in the county. Most people know that the county has a work ethic that's pretty well known. And everybody who works for me, each individual staff member is amazing. They are so attentive. I often, when I'm on the road, I get people saying, gosh, your people are so nice. They treat us so well. And that means the world to me.
You've got a small staff. You what, 17, 18?
22.
So it's a really small company, right. Very personal, like a family.
Right.
There's some things that you do that I found really interesting that I haven't known other pharmacies to do. They may, but I don't know of it, is that you offer med synchronization. Talk to me about that.
So med synchronization really makes it a bit more convenient for the individual. We find that just even from people in the past speaking, saying, I get tired of going to the mailbox repeatedly. And it is a big issue if you're expecting things, you know, what if it comes two or three times in a week? That actually is a lot.
Or going to the actual pharmacy brick and mortar.
Right. So what we do is we work with the individual to take all those medications to the best that we can and get them so they come to you once. And if it's, we'll say if it's a 90-day prescription, once every 90 days. If it's 30 days, which is the case for a lot, every 30 days they can come together. And we are able to do that also with the packaging that we do now, Dispill, for the seniors. We're able to synchronize all that. And so each month they get four packs, the four weekly packs, so they can take care of that and they never have to worry about anything. They just pop it open every month.
This is a great thing. So I know it's radio that people can't see, but I'm looking at this. And these packs are, they're not the ones that are so frustrating to open.
The cellophane, yeah.
The cellophane and the foil back, and you can't, you're taking a knife to it trying to get it open. And by then you're frustrated.
Right.
These are pretty easy, but they're all packed up. The days are labeled. All packed up, so you just have to peel that off and know if you've taken your meds.
Right. And actually, we when we first did this a few years back, we had one of the employees' moms had a arthritis issue.
Yep.
And so we said, you know, if she can actually open these up with ease, then it's a good product. And so she was able to do that. But yeah, it takes, and there's no additional cost to them. Like when you think about like people having to go to a pharmacy to get their stuff, once again, I'll reiterate, we are the same exact thing. We don't charge you to even to mail it to your house. That's all free shipping. Your copays are the same copay. Actually, when you synchronize with us in the Dispill program, the packaging, the insurance companies will lessen your copay to get it synchronized because they know it's a good value. It's a good thing for them because people become more compliant.
So how does someone sign up if they're thinking about it and thinking, I take a number of meds and I'm tired of going to the pharmacy or I don't drive anymore? How does someone switch over their medications and decide to come to you?
So they just simply can give us a call. We're at 888-422-7319. And what we'll do is we'll just get their information. We do all the work for you. So we will take your insurance information, put that all in the system. We find out where you're currently at for a pharmacy. We contact that pharmacy for you. So you have to have no interaction with them. They send all the prescriptions over to us and then we start the work.
That's a really good feature because, you know, you hate to leave. It's like switching hairdressers. It's really, I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I don't want to be asked, why are you leaving us? So it's great that you can do that.
Yes.
And comes right to the door. So now let's talk about winter because winters in Maine can be brutal. And if you run out of medications during a storm, you're going to get these through the mail and the mail never stops.
It never does. And like I said, that you always know your postal carrier. They'll be the person to make sure that you get there. So that was one of the reasons why we grew pretty big with a client base was because people have access issues. Even in a city, people have access issues. And so they don't ever have to worry about it. If you're doing a community transportation system, you may not be able to get on that ride and you need your medication. So yeah, we definitely have a lot of people that love the service simply because they don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to get to the pharmacy to get their medications.
And you have good anecdotes. You were talking about before the show started about a cab driver down south.
Right.
Who's your biggest fan?
Yeah, those I bump into those frequently. Here's a gentleman that lives in Portland, and he just loves us. And so his way of expressing that is that when he's in a cab, people come in, and it's primarily the seniors that he sees. He'll sit there and talk about us, and he'll call and say, "Can I get more brochures?" Because he hands them out pretty frequently.
That's a great anecdote, and really, it really is a testament to how important this program is, because I see seniors who can't have access, and they don't have someone to drive them. And so getting it right at the door, they're going to have to get their mail anyway. They might as well get the meds in the mail. When we come back, we will talk more about what iCare Pharmacy can do. The website is i-carepharmacy.com. Again, 888-422-7319. Stay with us. Lots more to come. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, iCare Pharmacy. Again, the phone number, if you want to sign up and get your medications this way through the mail, never have to go to the pharmacy again. The phone number is 1-888-422-7319, 888-422-7319. One of the cool things for me, and this is probably just me, of doing something like this and not having to go to the pharmacy is I'm a big impulse shopper. So I'm going to get in the pharmacy and I'm going to buy a candy bar and I'm going to buy, I just kind of shop around. And or if I go to the supermarket, oh, all bets are off if I'm in the supermarket getting a med. So you go in for the one thing and then you walk out, and Target's the worst. I can't leave Target for under $50 no matter what I go in for. So there is that benefit if you're a little bit of a compulsive shopper or have the need for retail therapy. Having things come to your home is probably right. A better thing. So let's talk about cost. You take major insurances.
Yes. So we take most of the Medicare insurances. I think there's the one that we don't take is the, because it's been moving around between Express Scripts and stuff, is Anthem. So that would probably be the only one that we're currently not taking. All the other major Medicare plans we do take.
And you have a Medicare Part D.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because open enrollment is happening. So talk to me about your Medicare Part D plans.
So our Medicare Part D plans is, like I said, pretty much all of them we do. I often have been to shows, and I'm engaged within this community. I've gone to a lot of senior expos all over the state. And I could have on one side of me, I could have Humana over here, and I could have Anthem on the other side. And they're basically telling people, come to me, come to me, come to me, look how pretty everything is. And I take the time to pull them aside and say, no, if you really want to know what's the best plan for you, because they change all the time, is to go to your area on aging.
Yeah.
And they will actually be able to put the information in, and it'll derive exactly what the best plan is for you. Because let's face it, it's so difficult to even begin to navigate what a best plan. I mean, I know I couldn't even do it.
No, it's brutal.
Yeah. So these are great things like, any area in aging, Spectrum, those kinds of places.
Yep.
They'll help you figure out what is the best one. And I just tell people, I highly recommend, because you may not have the best plan for you.
No, and you always have to check the formulary and check the plan. And even if a plan worked last year, doesn't mean it's going to this year.
Correct.
Because they could change the drugs that are on it. So, but still in all, it seems to me that getting medications through the mail is really the best bet. And so signing up for a pharmacy that you're going to get great customer service, you know who you're going to talk to, it's Maine-based, you don't have to do anything but sit by your mailbox and wait for them to come in.
Right.
And how long does that take? So someone needs their medications and a prescription is emailed to you, because everything's electronic now.
Yes.
Email to you. How long does it take if someone calls up and wants to get started and they've decided they're just tired of going to the pharmacy? When can they expect to get their medications?
Yeah, so we'll actually process it that day, and then it'll go out the very next day. So in some cases, it may go out that day. If it's a, another part of having the quality of service that we do, somebody we've got a whole process where things are like, oh my gosh, I didn't get this done in time. I got to get it. And all of a sudden we move it to the front and it goes out.
You priority people who may have forgotten.
Right. So we do take the steps to make sure that things happen and to kind of get those out. But yeah, if your mail is processed through the Hamden facility, which is a good chunk of Maine, it's usually like a day. We tell people two, but it usually gets to you in a day. If it's down in the Scarborough section, that processing plant, it's 2 days. But we like to tell people three just in case.
Just in case, because you never know. One of the things I love is that you do courtesy reminder calls for refills.
Right. You will not, we do not just go randomly fill things. Sometimes they're very robotic at other places that'll just say, you know, it's recording, this is what's due. We actually have a staff of individuals that you will speak to that's pretty much the same person all the time. They call you and say, you're due for a refill. Go through everything that's on your profile. Ask you if you have anything additional, you know, the things have happened or whatever. And then they will get you all taken care of. We do not let you go without making sure that you're ready for your refills. So if we didn't get a hold of you because you weren't there, we may have left a message. In another day or two, we'll call you back.
That's a great feature because I know a senior who doesn't remember. And it's not a dementia thing. She just doesn't. She'll take her pill and then realize, oh, this is my last refill and I'm down to my last two pills.
Right.
So now she's got to call the doctor and then she's got to get those pills. And so that reminder would be really helpful because her pharmacy doesn't do that. So she's left to her own devices to look and think, oh no, I only have two pills left. What am I going to do? And gone are the days where they'll give you a few. If you're dealing with a corporate pharmacy, they're probably not going to give you three or four to get you through the way pharmacies did in days past. So that would be that reminder call that's going to make a big difference for someone who is maybe forgetting or busy or not thinking about it.
Exactly.
When we come back, we'll talk more with Terry Greenier. Again, the number is 1-888-422-7319. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, I Care Pharmacy. So during the break, we were talking about over-the-counter medications, and you don't sell over-the-counter medications.
Right.
But if someone has the distill pack where everything's in that little easy-to-open pouch, you will put in an aspirin or...
Yeah, iron, something, whatever they needed, we'll put in with their actual package.
So that they don't have to worry about they've got this pack of pills, and then they have to remember to do the other pack. You also have wellness classes. I was looking online and I found this fascinating. There are PowerPoint presentations on diabetes, quitting smoking, weight loss, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and asthma. So if someone's online, they can go through these classes and get a lot of information. They're very well done.
Right. And we encourage that. And if you have any questions, like I was saying earlier, we always have a pharmacist available to kind of help you with those programs and to kind of engage with you. The other thing, too, that I was just thinking that on our website at pretty frequently, there'll be changes of different information things. I often have nurses who go there to look at it because they're great things on things as simple as the flu season, you know, all different kinds of things that are going to be affecting individuals. That's right there on a website and it's right on the homepage.
And you have pharmacists on staff all the time. So if someone has a question about their medications, they can call you and actually talk to a pharmacist.
Right. We always will have somebody available for you. So when you call in, just simply ask me, say, I need to speak to a pharmacist. Boom, right to a pharmacist, and they're always available.
If someone's thinking, they're listening to this, and they're thinking the mail order feels just too impersonal, what would you say to that?
I would say it really is not. I find that the bigger pharmacies are probably more impersonal than what people really understand. It's very corporate driven. There's standards. We are a space that we are allowed to do things that other pharmacies really cannot do. We can actually, if you have issue, we can help you with things that probably you won't be able to do at other locations.
Like advocating.
Right. Our pharmacists will take a lot of energy in making sure that everything that comes through that goes to you is checked and checked and checked and checked. And even if there's people who have different doctors, they may turn around and notice that, oh, wait a minute, you are on this medication, and if this doctor just prescribed this one, it's not going to be good. They will contact that doctor. We're definitely a more boutique, intimate experience that you're probably not used to.
And med reconciliation, you have a pharmacist that actually looks at someone's medications that they're taking to find those contraindications.
Yeah, so as they come in, I've actually, just the one that just pops in my head is I've actually just sitting there one time with one of my pharmacists, and as I'm looking, and they were on the phone with the doctor, and when they got him, like, what was going on? And they said that they had noticed that a prescription had come in, but they did not know that at another place, another doctor had prescribed a while back this other one, and this particular prescription would have been really a bad outcome for the individual. So we take pride in being able to stop those incidences from happening and being a really good advocate for our clients.
Really paying attention to what's coming in.
Right.
Because seniors do have a lot of doctors a lot of times. And if they've been in the hospital and they're working with a hospitalist who is now giving them meds. I know seniors who they were supposed to take them just in the hospital and talk to their doctor, but they were able to get a refill because there wasn't there were refills on the bottle.
Right.
And that can be very dangerous.
It is. It is. And so that's why we like the fact that we have really, I'm not really aware of any other pharmacies that actually have an individual that's dedicated to really working with the doctors and watching this. Most places they'll have the pharmacist has to do multiple things. They'll have to work the counter. They'll have to kind of go do some counseling, then they'll have to go look at that. So we have a dedicated individual to really that focuses on a lot of that stuff.
That's true. They're running back and forth.
Right.
And with such a small staff, you are really becoming friendly with the people that work there.
Right.
It isn't corporate.
Right.
The thing that I am really most impressed about, we talked about this during the break, is that before we had discussed that if somebody was out of pills and they can't reach their doctor, you will give them a few until that prescription comes in. And that's the thing of the past.
Yeah, our pharmacists, you know, as long as it's a legal transaction,
yep.
Our pharmacists have the ability to make decisions that corporate box kind of pharmacies are not allowed to really to do. So my pharmacists know that if there's a situation that somebody needs something, it's urgent, they have that's well within their power to make that decision to make sure that client's taken care of.
Probably wouldn't even happen because you have that call reminder.
Right. I mean, that's, like I said, we've got a call center of people that's their job. They constantly are making sure that people have what they need, calling them, getting it out the door. And there's a whole team that does all this. And that they don't have to ever worry about it. We will remind you. You don't have to remember that, oh my gosh, I'm out and I've got to go to the pharmacy. We've already called you.
I'm thinking about adult children who set up their parents' meds. And they get all the bottles and they put them in all the little pill one-a-day reminder little containers. How much easier would this be for the caregivers if their parents did eye care pharmacy, everything came in the mail in the distill pack?
Well, it's funny because I've actually spoken with people, some of which are my friends that have parents that they take care of that segment of their life, and they don't like it. Not because they don't want to do it for their parents, but they are scared that they're making the wrong.
Sure.
Like they're putting it in the wrong spot or doubling up on something. They don't like that responsibility.
It's huge.
It's easier for us to do it. Mm-hmm. It gets there. And then when an adult child comes in to check in, they can look at the dispill and say, Mom, did you take, oh yeah, you did take your medication today. Or whereas if you have bottles, a lot of that, they're like, I don't know if you did or not.
Well, and there's the dropping. I tend to be clumsy, and there's the dropping fact. You have a big bottle of pills, and so now it's on the floor. So, you know, I, as I said at the open, I love companies that really there is no downside to this, and it's just good practice to get them in the mail and just for the convenience. Terry Greenier, thank you so much for being here. Eye Care Pharmacy, website i-carepharmacy.com, number 888-422-7319. That's it for me. Thanks for listening. This is Senior Talk.